So let's give a huge warm welcome to Mr. Tom Ziegler.
You're awesome. You're awesome. Fun! Yeah. Everybody's like, what happened to Tom? Michelle's like, Tom, where have you been? Who is this guy? Did y'all know I have a book coming out? ChooseToWinBook.com. Yeah, I've got a book coming out. So we're going to talk about the book and we're going to have some fun. We're actually going to... You're not sure what to think, are you? I was looking in the mirror. I'm not sure what to think either when I was looking in the mirror. So I want to tell you about how this year started for me. January 3rd, I had an event in Grand Rapids, Michigan. How many of you want to go to Grand Rapids on January 3rd? Can I see your hands? Okay. Yeah. If you've been there, it's cold up there. It's freezing. So on January 2nd in the morning, I get this alert on my phone, and it says that there's an ice storm heading to Dallas on January 3rd. How many of you were part of the epic ice storm of January 3rd in Dallas? It didn't happen, right? No, it didn't happen. But I thought, I better leave, because if I can't get out, then I can't do the program. So you know what I did? I left on January 1st to get to Grand Rapids before the ice storm hit in Dallas on January 2nd so I could make my talk on January 3rd. It's awesome. This place, National Nail, just an incredible company, Christian founder, ESOP, you know, employee run, great culture. And this is what's cool about what I get to do. I'm getting ready to do the keynote. They have their whole sales team from all over the country in. We are at the Amway Grand Hotel. Anybody ever been to the Amway Grand? Okay. Amway Grand. Okay, so it's kind of cool because the Amway Grand, my father spoke there many times. And so now I'm in the hotel where my dad spoke many times. I'm getting up ready to speak. It's about 5 minutes before I go on stage. And this man comes out of the audience. And I say, man, he was probably 35 years old. And he comes up to me and he goes, hey, can we take a selfie together? And I'm like, man, just as long as you don't charge. So we take this selfie and I say, what's the deal? Why do you want a selfie? And he goes, my dad was the biggest Zig Ziglar fan and he found out that you were going to be here. And so he wanted to make sure that I came and met you because, you know, I grew up listening to your dad in my car. We're going everywhere. I go, wow, that's cool. And he goes, 25 years ago, your dad was speaking in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And he said, my dad was there, and my dad waited in line for an hour to get your dad's autograph. And then when he got up there to get the autograph, he said, your dad said, what do you do? And, well, my dad's a pastor. And he said, my dad said, well, I'm a pastor. He said, your dad stopped the whole line, stood up, started talking to my dad, and then said, will you pray for me? How cool is that? And so he told me that story, and now I'm going on stage. They're about to introduce me, literally. I say, dude, you got to pray for me. And so he prayed for me right there. So how cool is that? Father, his father prays for my father. His son prays for me. I mean, isn't what we do awesome? I love what we do. So that presentation went great. And then it was so awesome. I go to the airport, and I get to the airport a little earlier than I thought. There's a flight that's direct, Grand Rapids to Dallas. I was unable to book that flight because I wasn't going to get done in time. So I had to fly Grand Rapids, Chicago, Dallas. So I get there early than I thought, and I'm walking up to the gate, and guess what had happened? The direct flight from Grand Rapids to Dallas was delayed, and they just started boarding it. And so I put my best Ziegler on and I go, are there any seats on that plane? And they go, oh, yes, we got lots of empty seats. And I go, fantastic, because I'm going to Dallas and I want on that plane. And they go, OK, we can handle that. So I handle my itinerary that says I'm going Grand Rapids, Chicago, Dallas. end destination is Dallas. She goes, okay, and she starts mashing buttons, okay? Now, that's a Zig Ziglar term because Dad didn't understand computers, so anybody was on the typewriter, he said they were mashing buttons. So the gate agent's back there mashing buttons. You know what? You know how you can tell things aren't going your way? It's when the gate agent's face starts going. She looks at me and says, we can't help you. You're going through Chicago and then Dallas. And I go, yeah, but what's the difference? I'm ending up in Dallas. She goes, you're going to have to call the help desk. So I call the help desk. 25 minutes. So guess what happens at 22 minutes? The airplane gate, the door shuts, right? There's my plane. I'm waving at it. So I'm sitting there. From me to you, that's how far away, Chris, the gate agent was. The door shuts. They close the flight. They put the next flight up, which is Grand Rapids, Chicago, the one that I'm on. And the lady looks at me just like this, and she comes onto the announcement, and she says, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to announce that we have oversold the flight Grand Rapids to Chicago, and we will pay anybody $330 to get off. So you know what I did? She goes, what? I go, I'll take that plane out there. Pull it back in. So guess what I had at this point? Yeah, that alarm was going off in my head. By the way, if you hear a rumble, it's not a plane, it's God applauding, okay? So I'm sitting in my seat and I'm like, okay, so I'm going to be home 4 hours later than I should have been because they had room on that flight. Now, I'm a nerd. Any nerds here besides me? Okay, so I know how airlines, what their cost of goods is. It's fuel. And so the more weight on the plane, the more cost of goods because the more fuel it takes to get the lift. And so now they're going to carry 192 pounds of Ziegler to Chicago and then Dallas when they could have just gone straight to Dallas. So it's costing them more by making me wait. And then they're paying somebody else $330 to get off. And it's like this flight, this gate agent, it's like she had the Morton salt out and she's going, pouring it into my wounds. You know what I'm talking about? So I had this decision to make. Am I going to let this change who I am? No. You know what I decided to do? I decided to have a party on the two planes that I was on. So I'm going to do it with you. Okay, this is what I did. So I get on the plane, and I want you to play the... You're the flight attendant on the plane, okay? So this is what I did. This is awesome. I have a question. Do you like Starbucks?
I love Starbucks?
You love Starbucks. You know what? You guys do such a great job, but you never get credit. You only get credit when the weather's bad or the plane breaks. Thank you so much. There's a little book of quotes in there, and there's a $5 Starbucks card in there. How many others are on the flight crew? Four, five, there's five. Okay, and here's four more for them. You know what we did from Grand Rapids to Chicago? We had a party. The whole atmosphere of that plane changed. And then, you see, because I have this secret weapon, this is what I fly with. You see that? That's me on the plane right there. And I'm also posting and tagging American Airlines. I said nice things because I had a choice, right? It's all about the choice we have. And so this lady comes up to me, one of the flight attendants, and we take a picture together. And then the captain and the co-pilot, they want to take pictures, right? And then on the Chicago to Dallas flight, this lady comes up to me, Lynn. I remember her name. I had to ask one of the other flight attendants, what was that lady's name? She had short red hair. So she had red hair. She comes up to me. She sits across. She leans over and she says, thank you so much for what you just did. She said, I just lost my brother. That's something he would have done. You see, no matter what happens to us, we have a choice, right? That's what it's all about. I get home and 2 days later, one of the co-pilots from the Chicago flight, actually it was the captain from the Chicago to Dallas, he writes me a letter. You know what he said? Thank you. Thank you for recognizing my crew. Thank you for the book. I'm going to use these. How cool is that? We all have a choice. So the book, Choose to Win, is all about choice. Now, this is a very cool infographic. It's the whole thing. the book, everything. You know, we start at the bottom with why, we go to legacy. The goal is to improve every area of our life so that we can be, do, have, give, and legacy. It's everything there. Now, how many of you would like a free copy of that infographic? Anybody here? Okay, now this is really cool because you can go to choosetowinbook.com and there's a free download of that infographic. And there's actually a video of me explaining the whole thing. Where did I say get that? I can't remember. Okay, awesome. What else do you think you can find there? The book. And if you get the book, there's some other cool things you can get with it. So I kind of get excited about it because when you talk about climbing this ladder of success, when you talk about the seven areas of our life that make all the difference, the mental, the spiritual, the physical, the family, the financial, the personal, and the career, we have a choice in each one of those areas. And today we're going to talk about two choices, one on mental and input, and then we're going to do an activity, which is in the book, but we're going to do it here as a group on attitude, effort, and skill, where each table is going to work on 10 habits that you can adopt. It's going to be fun. How many of you want to improve your performance? Can I see your hands? How many of you don't want to improve your performance? That's probably, so we got 100%. Hey, I got one for you. You know, Howard used the easy one. He used the one about how many of you are not going to raise your hand no matter what I do. Okay, now listen to this, because this is the nerd one. If you believe in telekinesis, raise my hand. Okay, Dad, Zig Ziglar was my father. And I'm blessed everywhere I go because people come up to me and they pray with me right before I go on stage. I mean, who gets that? Who gets to walk out and just share his heart because people already, they've heard the message. And I get to talk about faith and family and commitment and the things that really matter. Well, this is Mom and Dad growing up. Mom was 16, Dad was 18 in that picture. Dad was in the Navy. They met at the YWCA at a dance. Pretty cool start, isn't it? And then this is them in their late 70s. Is that legacy? Is that like the picture of legacy? We don't know the dash in the middle, right? We have to fill that in, but we all start off with these hopes and dreams and we want to end up like that. How did we end up? Almost 5 million Facebook fans. We got a podcast that's unbelievable. I mean, millions and millions. I think 50 million downloads now. Seth Godin, Simon Sinek. I mean, all the, you know, kind of the legendary people of our time, the people who were influencing, who were influenced by Dad. Dave Ramsey. How many Dave Ramsey fans here? How many of you have heard a Zig quote off of Dave Ramsey? Yeah. It's like wherever I go, I'm surrounded by it. Why is that? At Ziglar, we're in the transportation business. We help you get from where you are to where you want to go. Isn't that cool? Did you know that everybody in here is in the transportation business? Your business, whatever you do, whether it's working with your team or working with a client, you're helping them get from where they are to where they want to go. I mean, it's cool. And we do that real simply. We do that by working on the seven areas of life, which we've already talked about. But I skipped over something. I forgot to tell you how the story started. And the reason I tell this is because how many of you know life is hard? Anybody ever been hit by the proverbial Mack truck? Lost a business, gotten sick, somebody you love disappointed you? I mean, we all have. You see, Dad, his father died when he was 5. Dad didn't have to go to work until he was 6. Think about it. 6 years old, he's selling peanuts on the corner. Never did well in school. His mom had a fifth grade education. He was the 10th of 12 kids. So his mom with a fifth grade education, a single mom in the heart of the Depression with this fifth grade education, is raising this family. So Dad goes into the Navy. And then he gets out of the Navy, he goes into sales. Doesn't do well there either. He's married. He's struggling. For 2.5 years, he doesn't sell anything. And then P.C. Merrill breathes life into him. Words of life. You can be a champion. If you believed in yourself, you could be a champion. Bob, we were talking about self-image might be the reason why people don't progress. They don't implement. They don't go to the next level. That was Dad's deal. P.C. Merrill, somebody he respected, saw something in him that he didn't see in himself and said, you could be a champion if you believed in yourself and went to work on a regular schedule. Yet Dad has this life. Well, what about Mom? She's 16 in that picture. 6 years earlier, she's 10. She hears the gunshot. She walks into the other room. Her father's committed suicide. What would the sociologists, the psychiatrists, what would the experts today say this couple could end up like this couple? It's a no-go, isn't it? So how did they get there? What was the thing that they, what was different? Is it unique to them, or is it something we can all learn from? Let me tell you, it's a choice. Right? It's flat out a choice. It's choices in all seven areas. I mean, it starts with your spiritual choice. It starts with God. It starts with who you decide you want to become, hard work, character and integrity, all the things that make the difference. And so I just point that out simply to say this, no matter where you are on your journey right now, no matter how hard it's been, what's gone wrong, whatever your dream is, man, I believe a great creator put that inside of you for a purpose, a reason. He's equipped you with everything you need to have in order to get it. But now it's your responsibility to claim it, recognize it, develop it, and use it. That's what it's about. And I love this quote because it's kind of a nerdy quote. This is a great one. Attitude is a reflection of character, and character is a reflection of habit. Do y'all believe that? Attitude is a reflection of character, and character is a reflection of habit. Attitude is simply the outward expression of the world. What people see in us and how we show ourselves, I believe, is directly related to our character. I get concerned when I'm around people who are constantly negative, always saying something's not right. I was speaking at Youngstown University just a few weeks ago, and I said, hey, what's the healthiest emotion of all? And this lady in the room, a student, said, well, gratitude is. And she was probably 20s. And I said, wow, man, you got that right. What's the opposite of gratitude? First person that's ever gotten it right, first guess. She said entitlement. Did you know that if you have an entitled attitude, you're more likely to go to prison? Why? It's real simple. You see, if you don't have something and you are entitled, that means somebody else has what you have and you can justify taking it. You can justify doing the shortcut, getting it by the wrong ways. The more grateful you are, the more gratitude you have, the better chance you have of enjoying life, of having success. So in character is a reflection of habit. So what comes first, character or habit? Habit? Anybody on the character side? There's a few here. Anybody are like, both? Well, I actually think it is both in certain circumstances, okay? So let me share with you what I mean. If you have character and you recognize, which we're going to get into in a little bit through a group activity, and you recognize that there's a new habit that you have, that you need, right? There's a habit that you suddenly identify, wow, if I had that habit, I would be more successful. The more character you have, the more likely it is you are to follow through with that decision. Does that make sense? So character helps us keep our habit train going. But on the other side of the coin, how many of you ever had a 2-year-old in your house? And they are just born naturally with the desire to share all their toys? Is that right? 2-year-olds are like, here, I don't need this anymore. Oh, you would probably enjoy this better, right? No, it's like Finding Nemo. Mine, 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 right? You know what I'm talking about? So what do? We teach our 2-year-olds the habit of sharing. Make sense? The habit of sharing. And so the 2-year-old has the toy, and their brother or sister comes on, and they want to play with the toy, and there's a battle, right, going on. And mom or dad steps in and says, oh, no, you're going to share, and your brother and sister is going to share their toy with you. Why do we do that? Because we want the fruit of that. Because when we learn to share, what pops out of that is compassion, generosity, kindness. Right? Those are attitudes that we express to the world. So the habit creates that. So in Choose to Win, the book, have you heard of this? Have y'all heard about this book? And what a great chart. I mean, how many of you would like this chart? We We might as well have fun. I mean, the problem with traveling with Howard is he never likes to have fun. I mean, he never laughs. He never sets me up. He never makes me pay for the Starbucks. I mean, he is the man, so we have fun. So sometimes I've seen Howard go 60 seconds without breathing because he was laughing. So the linchpin of the book, Choose to Win, is this simple thought. What is the fastest way to success? What is it? That's right. Isn't that awesome? So what we want to talk about as we get in today is we want to talk about what are some bad habits that we can replace with good habits? Because really, that's what it boils down to. If you think of this, I just want to pose this idea, and I want you to raise your hand if you agree this. If you looked at the seven areas of life, and all you did was on a weekly basis replace a little bitty bad habit with a little bitty good habit, how many of you believe that over the course of a year, your life would be completely different? Yeah. So what is this all about? It simply means this: success is the fruit of good habits. That's it. Success is the fruit of good habits. When I was a little boy, I wrote this in the book because it's a really strong memory. And I asked Dad a question. I said, "Dad, if somebody read the Bible and they followed all the things in there, except for they didn't believe in God, would it work for them?" And Dad said, "Son, yes, sir, it would work for them. When you follow God's law, the fruit of that is you're going to get the fruit of that. It's disappointing that they don't believe. But guess what? When you treat each other with respect, you act with integrity and character, you build relationships on trust, you do all the things in accordance with God's law, you get the fruit of it." So fruit is simply the result of habits put into play. I'll go a little slower this time. Dad had this be, do, have philosophy. You've got to be before you can do, and you got to do before you can have. So when we started our Ziegler Legacy certification, how many of you here are in Ziegler Legacy? Just raise your hands. All right. When we started our Ziegler Legacy certification, a couple of ZLCers came up to me and they said, "Hey, it was actually Gary Moyer was one and David Wright was another." They came up independently at different times. And they said, "You know, we should add something. If you become the right kind of person, do the right things, you can have all that life has to offer, which will then allow you to give to others." How many of you know you can't give something you don't have? Right? And so that's the idea. And then as I started thinking about it, what's the ultimate goal? The goal is legacy. The goal is we want to help people go to the next level. And so we look here and we look at the bottom left-hand corner and we say it starts with why, the top right-hand corner, it ends with legacy. And whenever I talk about legacy, I want you to know that I think of legacy in an eternal perspective. Legacy means that what I do today, the knowledge, the wisdom, the things that I believe that I transfer to my family and those I love, that they then internalize and use, that's going to ripple through eternity, right? And so eternity is a big deal, don't you think? I've done the math. Eternity is like a long time. Y'all agree? So I have the question, what's your why? Why, and let me ask it even more specific, why do you have your business? Why do you have your business? I was talking to one of our inner circle members, Josh Burrows, and he had a company. He had a heating and air company, I believe, and he said, "I want to buy a plumbing company." And I go, "Do you like plumbing?" He goes, "No, I don't like plumbing." I go, "Why do you want to buy a plumbing company?" He goes, "I just want to buy a plumbing company because I'll tell you why." And I said, "Well, wait a second. Before you tell me why, do you like heating and air?" He said, "No, I don't like heating and air either." I go, "Well, what do you like?" This is what he told me. This is a guy that gets it. He says, God's gifted me with the ability to run a good business. I know these industries, and this business gives me the platform to breathe life into the people who work here. And so if I can help them achieve their dreams, then I get mine in the process. How cool is that? You know why he wanted to buy the plumbing company? Why he's looking at that? Because it's a seasonal business, heating and air. Plumbing's not. All year long, you can have that. I don't know if he's followed through on that step. I know he was investigating it. But he said, if I could keep my team busy all year long, that's good for them and it's good for me. I want to pay them more. I want to solve more problems. Legacy, right? Because he understood that it's not about the next sale. It's about growing his people, helping them achieve their dreams and pouring life into them so that they go home and make good decisions that change generations of families. This is why I believe, like Howard, that small business is the key to our country. It's where everything happens. Legacy is this. Legacy is when you teach and transfer the habits that build character, integrity, and wisdom that will ripple through eternity. That's legacy. And by the way, some of you are worried that we're going to run out of time. We've pushed back everything. I'm going till 9, so we're good. Legacy is a transference of habit. Remember, success is the fruit of good habits. Legacy is when we transfer the habits. Hey, I can teach you something and it doesn't transfer. I can give you head knowledge, it doesn't transfer. If I teach you a habit and you adopt that habit, guess what happens? Legacies start getting created. So, did they talk about this morning how long it takes to create a habit? How long? 66 days is the sweet spot. Do y'all know why it's 66 days? Because at that point, if you don't do the habit on the next day, your whole life is out of sorts. I'm missing something. I forgot something. That's how long it takes us to miss it. Ever been in an exercise routine where you do push-ups or sit-ups or work out every day and you go like 90 days and then you have one of those days where you're so busy you don't even know what happened. You get in bed and you're trying to fall asleep and then you look up and you go, wow, I didn't do my push-ups. And so you get out of bed. Ever heard of people doing that? Yeah, because it's a habit. Now, that's the new research is in. Guess how long? Now, that's a good habit. 66 days to create a good habit. Guess how long it takes to create a bad habit? 66 seconds. Yeah, 66 seconds. So as we go through this, what we want to do now is we want to look at a few things. Because if the fastest way to success is to replace bad habits with good habits, what are some things that we can do that will allow us to get more out of life today and build a legacy at the same time? Does that sound good? We want to do both of those things. Here's the number one thing I learned from Dad. Input. The number one habit that we can create in our life is choosing the right input. Bottom line. The number one habit that we can put into our lives is the right input. What you feed your mind determines your appetite. Somebody came to me and they said, what would you say really was like the one thing? You know, everybody wants the one thing. Right. What's the one thing Zig Ziglar did? I'll tell you what he did. Listen to this. 3 hours a day for 40 years. He studied God's word. He read informational, educational, and inspirational information. He prayed. And he did all of this to internalize what he was learning so that he could simplify it. And then share it with somebody else so it benefit them. Let me say that again. He would take knowledge and information, things that he was researching and studying. He'd take God's word. He would internalize it, think about it, simplify it. How many of you know a Zig Ziglar quote? You think that just happened, or do you think he spent hours and hours and hours internalizing, simplifying, and then speaking it? He did all this so that he could help somebody else grow. There's a proverb that says, you cannot water a garden without you yourself being watered. If you want to take your life to the next level, this is what I would suggest. Do this one thing. What if you just spent 5-10 minutes a day reading, listening to, or learning something new? I mean, you've got like 3 months of supply already through the first half of this day, right? Learning something new with the express purpose of simplifying it and sharing it with somebody on your team, somebody in your family, somebody you care about, for the motive that it benefits them. See the difference there? The motive is it benefits them. Sounds like a familiar quote. You can have everything in life you want if you help enough other people get what they want. And there's that thing again. I mean, it just pops up all the time. Why? Because we're on this path. We want to create a legacy, but we have to know the steps to get there. I've shared this before, but I love it. Genesis 2:15, and God put Adam in the garden to nurture and keep the garden. Anybody heard that voice or that verse? It's an awesome verse. Now, in the Baptist church, that gets preached on Tithe Sunday, because what that means is it's time to give, right? You've been out there making the garden fruitful. Now it's time to give back, which is fine. But in Hebrew, it doesn't mean that. In Hebrew, the word for the masculine noun and the masculine verb have to attach. The feminine verb, the feminine noun have to attach. And so God put Adam in the garden to nurture and keep the garden. The problem is, nurture and keep and garden don't attach with each other. God put Adam in the garden. You got to go back a few extra earlier verses to nurture and keep his soul. So in paradise, when everything's perfect, God said our responsibility was to nurture and keep our soul. In other words, we got to be the right kind of person first, do the right things, and then we can have all that life has to offer. Isn't that cool? So Dad discovers this philosophy. He doesn't know Hebrew. He never graduated from college. But somehow I think the author had some input into his thinking, don't you? Why? Because he created the habit to allow himself the time to learn new things and ask the question, why is this so important? Here we're going to go. We're going to go right into performance. So let me go back a step. So at the top, we just did mental and input, right? I sold you on mental and input. Now we're going to go into career and performance, because we're here about our businesses. We want to improve our performance. We want to improve our business performance. So we're going to go right into the performance formula. Now, I've done this many times. Performance formula is real simple. It's attitude times effort times skill equals performance. So here's the quick version. How many of you have ever been waited on somebody, served by somebody, done business with somebody who's got a phenomenal attitude? I mean, they just raise the level of the room when you walk in. I mean, it's like you enjoy being with them. I mean, they're about to ask you for a lot of money, but you enjoy what they do to the room, right? It's like they change the atmosphere. And secondly, their effort is unbelievable. They hustle, they come prepared, they've done their research. They called to make sure the appointment was still good. They've done all the right things. And skill, oh my goodness. They were helping you through the process for your benefit. The skill and talent they had was on display constantly, and it was so well performed that you didn't even notice it. Anybody ever done business with somebody like that? That's who we want, right? You got to win in all three. See, let me explain this. Let's say you've got a fantastic attitude but no skill. How many of you like being helped by a motivated idiot? Is anybody like that? I mean, we've all had that experience, right? Or what about somebody who is fantastic in their skill and their effort, but you like run the other direction when they come into the room? So we've got to have all three. And so what we did in the book is we took attitude, effort, and skill, and I identified habits for attitude, habits for effort, and habits for skill. That's what we did. So we've got over 50 habits in there. And this is why. I love this. A tree's fruitfulness depends on its rootfulness. A tree's fruitfulness depends on its rootfulness. What is the fruit that you want in your business? Just shout it out. What's the fruit you want in your business? Time? Yeah, you want a turnkey business that gives you the time to do what you want, when you want, with who you want, right? What else? What's another fruit that we want? Money. Yeah, we want profit. What are some other fruits in our business? A good reputation. What else? Transform a community. Yeah, we want to make a difference in the lives of our team and who we serve. Okay, so what are the roots that will feed the tree that will produce the fruit? Because it's real easy to say, oh yeah, I want to make a profit. Well, guess what we have to have the habit of? There's a lot of things, right? We have to have the habit of pricing our things correctly. We have to have the habit of putting together the right marketing plan. We have to have the habit of training and developing our people, right? These are all things in the root area. Reputation. We want a great reputation. Without reputation, what do we have? So that means we have to have the habit of building character and integrity and loyalty and discipline, right? If that's what we want to be known for, we've got to have that. And so on your table, we're going to do a group exercise. So on your table, you will find a single sheet of paper. And I'm going to walk you through this. Everybody got a sheet of paper. You're going to do this. First, you're going to do this individually, and then we're going to do it as a group. Now, on your sheet, there are three. Let me borrow one of those sheets because I knew this would happen because it's small there. Now, we have 50 habits. In your handout, in the blue note or the blue folder that you have, all 50 habits are in that. Leave that alone. Don't touch that. That's your homework. You can do all 50 habits later. But what we want you to do at your table, you could have attitude habits, skill habits, or effort habits. Every table's different. And what I want you to do individually is rate yourself according to the chart. So as you read the habit, you mark yourself a one if it's an unrecognized or undeveloped habit. In other words, you see a habit there that's identified, and you didn't even know you needed it. Or you know you needed it, but you haven't done anything to develop it. You put a one there, okay? Two means you have it, but you only do the minimum. Kind of like how I got through college. Okay, number three means you own it and exceed expectations in this area on a regular basis. So you're rating yourself, okay? So in your own performance, look at the habits that are listed there and rate yourself a one, two, or a three. Everybody got that? Go ahead and do that. We're going to give you about a minute, minute and a half to do that. There are questions on the front and the back. Every one of them should have between 9 and 11 questions, depending on which sheet you got. And do your first instinct. One means it's unrecognized or undeveloped. You hadn't even thought about it. A two means you do the minimum. And three is you own it. Other people would look at you or your business and say, we got that. Question, anybody feel like you have room for improvement? I'm just curious. That's good. If you mark three at everything and you said, how can I help your business? I'd be like, I can't help your business. Right? All right. So here's what we're going to do. What we're going to do now is we are going to appoint a table leader. Okay. Now this is how we're going to do it. We're going to use the anchor date of February 1st. Does anybody know why that's an important date? It's my birthday. Yes. So at your table, whoever was born closest to February 1st is the table leader. Okay? Yep. All right, so whoever's closest is your table leader. Hey, did you know that you just shared your birthday with everybody at the table? How awesome is that? You know everybody's birthday. Whoever's closest, if it's a tie, does anybody have a tie like your... It's the fewest number of days from that. It could be before or after, doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's the closest. Okay, here's what we're going to do. What I want you to do now is individually, we're going to do the one thing, okay? So instead of doing two, we're going to do the one thing. I want you to personally circle, each of you circle one that you believe in your own mind would give you the greatest oomph. Like if you mastered that, boom, you're out there, you're winning, okay? Circle that one. Everybody do that. Circle the one that if you... Now, this is one that you've rated a one or a two, okay? If you're already a three, you can't circle that, right? Because you're the man or you're the woman, okay? Circle one that you've rated as a one or a two that you believe if you mastered would take your performance, your business to the next level. Okay, 5 seconds. You got to make a decision. We should have put the habit of decision making on there. All right. So now this is what you're going to do. The table leader is going to lead the discussion. You're going to share with your group which one you put. And then as a table, you're going to decide which one your table is going to work on. Okay. So now you're doing a group conversation of, hey, if we were to, as a group, this is the one habit that if we went back and worked on would raise our business to the next level. Okay. And I'm going to set an alarm. You got 3 minutes to discuss that. You need to come up with the one. The goal is you're going to pick one habit that you're then going to work on as a group. Okay. So for the next 3 minutes, you're discussing which one you're going to work on. Ready? Go. Have your number one. Wow, we got some overachievers in here. This is awesome. So we're ahead of schedule. How cool is this? As a team at your table, brainstorm 3 things that you can do to put this in action. Okay? Is anybody else done? Now we've got 2 or 3 more tables done. Anybody done over here? Okay, everybody pay attention just for a second. What I want you to do now, if you're done or if you're just wrapping it up, I want you to take your 3, or if you're an overachiever, 4 action steps. And we passed out a sheet of paper. So write on the non-sticky side, because we want to stick these against the wall when we're done. The 3 or 4, put the habit down. So you might write habit. You might write attitude number 7. Okay, that way people will know it's attitude number 7. And if they see you're sticky on the wall, they can actually pull the form out of your blue binder and they can see which one it is. So just write the number of the attitude, or the number of the effort, or the number of the skill, and then write the 3 or 4 things underneath it. Everybody got that? All right, post it on the wall. And could I get everybody's attention? So what do y'all think? What do y'all think about that? Let me get some feedback from your table. What... did you like that process? Who wants to share? No? Oh, you're not talking to me. All right. Do we have a mic to pass around? All right. So who wants to share from your table? What did you think of the process? Right here. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. I got a good mic. Okay. So... Tom, what we did, we talked about number 16, gamifying your performance.
And is that effort?
Yes, that's effort.
So number 16, gamifying your performance on the effort. Now, you didn't get the same worksheets, okay? Y'all understand that, right? You got 10 or 11. So number 16. Yeah, now, it's in your blue folder, so you can check it later. Gamifying your performance, what does that mean?
Okay, what that talked about was doing income producing activities. Get your IPA right. So what we talked about was, number one, was identify the activities to track your income producing activities. So what that was don't do busy work. Oh, I need to do this little busy work. I need to do this. I need to do that. none of that administrative overhead stuff is out actually producing income for you. And that's what we talked about there. Number two, we talked about commit to the 100 points daily. So in the on the sheet, it talked about send out a LinkedIn message was worth 1 point. If you did a face-to-face meeting, that was worth 20 points. So we wanted to have, we wanted to get to the point that brings us, commit to the 100 points daily. Number three was assigned a weighted point value to each of the activities and then work from the top down. Do your most productive income producing activity. Ooh, that's weighted good. The heaviest. Do that first, because at the beginning of your business day, Howard talked about at the beginning, you're freshest at the beginning of the day. So you don't want to go have a face-to-face meeting at 5 o'clock. You want to go have that meeting early in the day. So you start, you want to get your 100 points. You get those five in this example of face-to-face meeting. You get your five meetings in, you make your 100 points, and then you're able to work on your business the rest of the business day. And finally, number four, beware of distractions and pseudo productive activities. And that's kind of what we talked about. You want to make sure that your actions are good, solid business income producing activities.
Awesome. Let's give Tracy a round of applause. So you see what happened there. A table picked one habit that they knew that if they implemented would raise their performance. And then they took four action steps that they could do on a daily basis or a weekly. Every habit's a little bit different to implement that'll change their performance. Which tables worked on attitude? Which one are you? Which one of you are just dying to share yours? Okay, there we go. So we need the mic there. Yeah. So your attitude. Read your habit to everybody, and then your action steps.
Okay, so we had attitude, and I actually enjoyed this exercise. We came to a decision pretty quickly. We kind of went around and we selected two each, and then we kind of determined who had the most one circled. So we chose number six. It was act with purpose. So the definition next to it says, be intentional in your actions, knowing that each thing you do gets you one step closer to your desired outcome. Acting with purpose demonstrates confidence. So we all contributed to it pretty equally. The words that stood out most to me was intentional and confidence. So we came to our three, schedule daily activities on a calendar. So plan each hour of your day doing something directly related to what you need to get done. Be purposeful in your day, in your plan, so you can get to it and have it on a calendar blocked, time blocking almost, for what you're doing. Plan a review at the end of the day. Go back and see, did you actually accomplish everything? What was good about it? What was bad about it? Review your day and see what's successful and see if you need to make any changes to your next few days. And then we liked being thoughtful in your actions, not being so reactionary, but take time to respond to everything that happens. So instead of just responding so quickly, react so quickly. We want to respond thoughtfully, and we can gain that confidence that we want to achieve by being purposeful.
Ooh, I love it. Round of applause. So act with purpose, act with confidence, plan your day, almost similar to prioritizing your activities. But I loved that the choice that you guys made was, I'm going to listen to understand before I just speak. Isn't that a powerful attitude to have? Okay, so attitude, effort. Which tables had effort in the 1 to 10 range? Numbers 1 to 10. Who wants to share theirs? You guys want to share? Okay, share.
All right, so we had the effort from 1 to 10, and we picked number 5, which was persistent consistency. And it actually felt like right with many of the principles we've learned today. So the first one we decided was that having that time capsule every day, that because basically this is about working on your big goals every day and do just a little bit extra on each goal every day. So we thought the time capsule is like the perfect instrument to do that. In order to do that, we also needed to find a place to do it daily, because normally the problem is that we get too many distractions. So we, several people in the table were like, okay, we really need to get the space that is sacred to be able to do that. And then we also thought it would be important to start small, because normally the problem is that we start thinking, okay, oh, there's so much to do, and then we don't do anything. And we were thinking about the concept of, you know, the way that you chop that tree is just do the 5 chops every day, even if they're little. So start with something little, but do it, even if it is just 5 minutes, 10 minutes, let's go. And then the last one is just to track the results, kind of like what the planner tells you to do so that you get more excited about it.
Love it. I'm seeing a theme here. Well done. So which tables had effort in the, I think, 11 to, or 10 and higher, higher than 10? Habits, effort, 10 or higher. Yep, you guys? That was us. Okay, so we did that. So skill, 1 to 10. Who has skill 1 to 10? Who wants to share theirs? We got a tie. You get to break the tie, Victoria. Which one is it going to be? Is it going to be this table or this table? Or this table. Now they want to do it. It might be safer to let this table go. I'm just... You're going with the black belt. I'm just...
Right. Here.
Well, the one we chose collectively was number 6, which was create routines. And we broke that down into 3 intended objectives, which is to develop routines, maximize productivity and energy, and then 3rd, to allow you to control your attitude. So we had 3 actually in that one.
Wow.
And so we had a lot of discussion and came up with a lot of things, but we narrowed it down as high achievers to 4 instead of 3. Okay. And we have number 1 is time capsule. Make sure you put time aside, because what's important to you, you make time for. And number 2, control your input. Be careful about what you allow yourself to listen to.
So you create a routine that gives you automatically the right input and excludes the wrong input.
Correct. Yes.
That's good.
Because you become what you think. So we put that in there, important. Number 3 was use the calendar. And we talked about that in several different ways. Earlier today, we talked about how important it is at the beginning of the day to get the most important things done, I think like somebody else did, and to make that a priority in your Ziegler planner. Okay?
Awesome.
And then number 4, for self-control, and to think before you speak. And that will definitely help you in controlling your attitude.
Wow, you see some themes here? Pretty consistent. Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you.
Round of applause for Brenda. Okay, which tables had skill higher than 10, like numbers 11 through 20? Right there? Anybody else? Right up. Who wants to go? If you want to go, just yell it out. I want to do it. Nobody wants to do it. Should we? All right. Oh, wait. We got somebody standing up. Sorry. He took action.
Mic check. We picked 13, Know Your Weakness and Blind Spots. You know, I thought that might be one of the hardest to actually assess yourself. And I was saying that I was sharing that, you know, I always think I'm really good at everything that I do. It's kind of hard to see what those weaknesses are, which can actually be a bad thing. So we pick steps is accountability, you know, finding someone that you could be accountable for and someone that, you know, you can,
getting an accountability partner.
Yeah. Who knows you better than, you know, get, you know, just with close friends or your wife or spouse. And then 2 would be determining the weakness and why. Why do you have that weakness? You know, getting to the root of that. And then take an action, implement a plan, and be accountable to somebody.
Awesome. Yep. Round of applause.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Quick question, was this exercise helpful? Okay, now in your binder, there's all 50 habits in there. all 50 habits. You can do a self-assessment on it. You can do it with the people on your team. And it's actually going to be in a book that's coming out. You may have heard of the book. ChooseToWinBook.com. All right. I also have something else that's pretty exciting is we, at our Ziegler Legacy certification, this is actually Choose to Win is going to be developed into one of the courses that all of our certified trainers will be able to go out and teach. And so this is one of the activities that is going to be part of it. So my thank you to everyone here for being the first ones who've ever done this activity where I've rolled it out this way. Is it good?
Yeah.
Is it good? All right. It's awesome. So I want to share a little bit more about our certification and what it's all about. But I just brand new slide. I mean, it was born like 3 hours ago. I showed this to Michelle and she made a recommendation. So she said, don't put choosetowinbook.com on it. So I didn't. She didn't say that. It was just a good way to get that said again, right? Okay, so at Ziegler, we are in the transformation business. We help you transform from the person you are today into the person God created you to be. So I like to say, you know, we're in the transportation business. We help you get from where you are to where you want to go. But we're in the transformation business. So one of our ZLCers, who's an Inner Circle, Matt McKinley, he did this activity. You know, how many of you have done the Wheel of Life? Chris, we were just talking about the Wheel of Life. The Wheel of Life, it's in the planner. And he did a pretty cool thing. He did the Wheel of Life with his whole team. And he handed it out to his team, and he said, complete this, and don't put your name on it, and give it back to me. And then he took all of their numbers and put it in a composite score. So he has, at that time, he had like 28, 29 people on his team. And so he took the whole team, and he had 28 scores for physical. So he added up 28, divided by 28, and that was his company average. And he put this on the board in their main room. This is where they have all their meetings. So once a week, the whole team gets around. It's one of those whiteboards that has a little covering on it, and you open it up. And when they open it up, there's the health of the company, right? And this is what he tells his people. If I, as a leader, can help you get that right, we don't have to worry about this business. Isn't that awesome? So I go into his office. So I go and visit him, and he's grown. I mean, he's really done well. And I go into his office, and I'm like, Matt, man, this place is looking good. I mean, you've got more inventory. Sales are up. And he goes, he's in a wheelchair, and he's sitting in his chair. And I'm facing him, and he's looking past me, and his whole office is out there, the whole sales team. You know, phone people are out there. And he looked at me and he said, Tom, he said, I want you to watch this. He said, Tom, when I got this right, that got right. If I could sum up what our certification program is about, it's about that. It's about helping business owners, individuals, transform into the person God created you to be so that you can more effectively communicate and impact to the people on your team and equip them to go to the next level. Because when you understand what their goals, dreams, and visions are, and you understand what their desires are in life, and you have the material and the information and the know-how to help them on that journey, that's when transformation happens. That's what it's all about. And so Chris and I were talking earlier. Would you mind just sharing, because you came to, when did you come to ZLC? If we could get the mic up here. Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't mind. We talked about her for 2 seconds, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell everybody who you are, your business.
Chris Bishop. I'm from Virginia. I own a heating and air conditioning company.
Okay. And when did you come through ZLC?
2016.
16. So 2.5, 3 years ago now.
Yes.
All right. So what's the difference it's made?
Well, I was telling you earlier, I met Tom in 2014, and we did the Wheel of Life, and I taught it in just this past year at my church. And my wheel, we did it in 2016. 2014, it was pretty jagged. It looked really bad. And I was somewhat ashamed of it, you might say. And then 2016, when we did the ZLC training, it become round, but it was really small. And Tom had talked about that. He says, it'll get you down the road, but it's not going to get you there very fast. Well, when I taught it at my church this past year, it was round, and it looked really good. And I was satisfied with that, but I'm still continuous to work on that. But that's the thing. You talk about transforming your life. I just had bought a business that I had been a part owner. We've grown the business as of the end of 2018, 98% in sales. And I had set a goal that we would pay the company off and be completely debt-free in 5 years. And we were able to do that, too. So it was just phenomenal. So... But I think the thing is the Ziegler family pours their life out to you, and it is life-changing. I mean, it'll be, it's unexplainable. I don't think, I couldn't stand up here and actually say what you feel when you leave from there. I think, you know, Santi, he's back there shaking his head. I know he's gone through it, and it'll transform your life. We're in Tom's office. And we didn't quite hit our goal this year, but, you know, I had said what I wanted our sales to be. And he's like, well, have you written that yet? I said, no. He says, okay, get to work. You got to send it to me. So, I mean, he was my accountability partner, but there's just so many things. And if you want to change your life, I feel after the training, I'm getting emotional now.
That's okay.
You know, if you want to be a better father, better leader of your company, a better person in your community, attend the training. And this wasn't prompted by no means. And then I would have to say for Howard and them also, I took our business to the level that I could take it to without more help. And I would have to thank his team and Santi, who's helped me increase our communication, our teamwork, and things like that. So hats off to Howard and his team, because it's been phenomenal for us to take our business to the next level. So this is a community, and I think the ZLC training is part of that, plus, you know, the support you guys give also.
All right. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
Let me tell you my personal mission. My personal mission is to create the environment that will allow you to become all that God's created you to become. That's it. If I sounded excited when I was up here at the beginning, it's because I was. Right? It's because I get to wake up every day knowing that I have this high standard, and I don't have to have all the answers and all the power and all that stuff. I've just got to create the environment, which means if I create the habits in my life and put my priorities in order, then I can go out and do that. ZLC, our certification program, is for anybody who wants to transform themselves and impact the lives of those around them. One of the quotes that I love is this: you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. Sometimes we're thinking, you know what, next week, next month, next year, the timing's going to be right. How many of you in ZLC would say if you were going to join ZLC, the best time to join would be like yesterday? Can I see our ZLCers' hands? Right. Has anybody met a ZLCer who said, you know what, it was awesome, but I wish I'd waited? No, you don't hear that. It's always the same. I wish I'd come the first time I had a chance. I know you were trying to come earlier, and you had to delay a little bit, right? Yeah, the timing didn't work. And so here's what I want to do. We have what we call, we have a special incentive. And the special incentive is something that I like to share one-on-one. I like to share it in a way that you hear it, but let's just say this special incentive will save a significant amount of money. Is anybody interested in saving a significant amount of money? Okay, so here's what I would like for you to do, and this is it. This is, we call this the Take Action Now incentive, because in order to qualify this for this incentive, all you have to do is take action now. And the take action now is this. I have this. How many of you are interested in ZLC? Okay, so we got a lot of hands going up. So this is what I would like for you to do. I had these order forms right up here. You took them. All right. If you want to know more about ZLC, all I would like for you to do is raise your hand, and Aliki will come. And don't pay any attention to the credit card information. That's not what we're after. All I want you to do is put your name and your phone number and your email address, and then I will send you an email, and we'll set up a call. And if you can't stand it and you want to know about it right now because you're just a right now kind of person, I am going to be here the rest of the day and tomorrow, and we'll just have a conversation. Does that sound good? All I have to get from you back is the filled out form, and that's going to qualify you for the Take Action Now incentive. Howard, is there anything else that I should be sharing or explaining?
Brochure also?
Yeah, when you bring that form in fact, Michelle has the brochures back there. You can give Michelle the form, and she'll give you a brochure. Yeah.
Right. Is there something specific you were looking for me?
Just to make sure that I didn't leave something out you think that I should put in. Okay. Because what I did, I went to Howard earlier, and he thought about it real hard. What I was going to say is that if you joined the ZLC, that Inner Circle would be free for the rest of your life. And he talked about it. I mean, we went back and forth. And that. That didn't go. That didn't go.
Where's the mic?
He's like, get that man off the stage. It's time for him to go.
That's right. Actually, we could talk about that. Maybe a little bundle.
A bundle would be nice.
Yeah. So if you're interested in ZLC, everybody should be interested in ZLC. It is truly a life-changing course. And everybody who's been through ZLC, would you agree that it's absolutely life-changing? I mean, think about this. You're like getting a master course in the Ziegler philosophy at Ziegler headquarters. Deanna, would you agree with that? Absolutely. And let me just give you a little tip. The way that I built my first business is I went out and I did a lot of presentations, and they weren't always on the subject of my business. So if you want to be an ambassador, go out to your referral sources and train them on Ziegler. Train your employees if you have team members. Go to the Chamber of Commerce, and you can go out and share that as an ambassador, but you don't charge for it. So you don't have to feel like you're a trainer or whatever. You just share. And then the second level is if you want to build a training business, listen, Michelle started her business part-time. She had a job. I had a business when I started Phenomenal Products. And so if you want another source of income, then that would be an opportunity. And then the coach level, you can work one-on-one with people. So, I mean, is this a great partnership or what? Is this a phenomenal partnership? I mean, listen, remember, you have to be the right person to build the right kind of business. And ZLC will get you there. So turn in the form. Tom will contact you. And then you'll get the brochure that has all the benefits and all of that. There's no obligation or anything like that. You're just going to have a conversation with Tom. Anything else that I need to say?
No, I'm just going to wrap it up.
Okay, perfect.
Get your tissues out.
Uh-oh. Okay, let me go get my Kleenex.
Yeah. I'm reading this book called Extraordinary Influence by Tim Irwin. And it's everything I already know, and this guy has done all the scientific research behind it. But it basically says that there is no such thing as constructive criticism. How many of y'all have ever been constructively criticized in your life? Now the science proves it doesn't work. It backfires. It gets the opposite result. But what does work is positive self-talk and affirmation, called words of life. Tim Irwin calls them words of life. It's kind of what Dad made his whole life on. So when it says man was designed for accomplishment, I want you right now to read that and say, I was designed for accomplishment. Put it in your... It's you were created for accomplishment, engineered for success, and endowed with the seeds of greatness. This is you, okay? This is who you are. This is what, and there's a liar out there who says otherwise. The world says otherwise. People who are well-meaning say otherwise, and that is not the truth. The truth is what we need to latch on. This is who we are. This is how we were created. And we have all these qualities inside of us. And these qualities have to be identified, recognized, claimed, right? Just we recognize that that's one thing. Then we got to claim it. Oh, yeah, I recognize that, you know, some people are made for... No, you were made for it. Then we got to develop it. And then we got to use it. Right? So if I develop it but never share it... And so in the book, Choose to Win, on the chapter that's the spiritual chapter, there's a person that I highlight in that book. And that person's name is Howard Partridge. And in the spiritual chapter of Choose to Win, I talk about the character qualities of character and integrity. And I talk about the business relationship that we have and how it started, gosh, 8 years ago and took flight 7 years ago. And most of you know the story. But I want you to understand the bedrock of that relationship. We went through all the, you know, what about this and what about that and how are we going to go serve small business? And, you know, at Ziegler, we've never done systems. We've never done marketing. We've never done operations. We've never done administration. And when we bring somebody from the Ziegler side in, how are you going to handle it? And this is what Howard told me. And I love this, because if you were ever going to have a reputation, I think this is one we could all strive for. Howard said, I'll make it right. I said, if we bring in a Ziegler person and they join one of your groups and it's not a fit, what are you going to do? He said, I will make it right. Well, what if this happens or life just gets in the way? I will make it right. And for 7 years, that man, Howard Partridge, has been making it right. It's good to lock arms with somebody who makes it right. I'm Tom Ziegler. Thank you.
effort. Love you. Good.